What'd you get for Christmas? You know, oftentimes we... How many times have you said that statement in the last couple weeks? What'd you get for Christmas? And usually we ask that of family members and especially of children. You know, often it's said that Christmas is for children, right? As their eyes open wide at the excitement of the gifts that is given them. What'd you get for Christmas? When the reading before us today from the book of Galatians, St. Paul kind of puts a spin on that Christmas is for children. Because you see, in these verses, you are the child. And Christmas is for you. Because God has made you his child. And has given you an incredible gift. And so, what I want you to keep in mind as we go through this reading is, you are a child of God. God has made you his own. And so with that in mind, let's take a look at this reading. I want to give you a little background, first of all. St. Paul, he wrote this letter to the people, the congregation in Galatia, and he wrote to encourage them to stand firm in Jesus, to stand firm in that message that salvation is by Jesus alone. You see, there were some in the congregation that were saying, you've got to believe in Jesus, and you got to do this in order to be saved. And St. Paul brings them back and says, no, it's Jesus alone. He points to Jesus, and that Jesus has come to set them free. And he writes this, when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son to be born of a woman, so that he would be born under the law. God sent his Son. In order to understand why God sent his Son, we have to understand something about ourselves, right? And you've heard this again and again, and I'm sure that you've heard it many times, and that's you and I are by nature creatures of God's wrath. You know, from the time that we were conceived until the time that our life on this earth ends, God has these demands given. He says you need to be perfect. You need to be holy. You need to be worthy. You do all of those things and heaven is yours. And there are times when we like to just kind of downplay that, right? Say, well, God's law, you know, he really doesn't mean it that much, or well, maybe just a little. We have to try our best, and then that'll be okay. No. God says, be perfect. Be perfect, and you will live. 24/7, doing nothing wrong. Can you see how oppressive that would be? And yet, that's what the people in the book, in the congregation at Galatia, they were saying, well, you've got to believe in Jesus and you have to do these things. You have to be perfect. How oppressive that must be. If you, at just one time in your life, were not as holy as you should be, no heaven. If you, at just one time in your life, committed a wrong, no heaven. God's law stands, and he's serious about his law. If you want to make it to heaven, if you want to make it to heaven by what you do, be perfect. And he doesn't give up on that law. And he doesn't set it aside, but instead, he understands that humans have no wiggle room under his law. And so what does he do? He knows that he has to step in because he knows that the more that you and I, that we try to be perfect to get into heaven, the more that we cement our place in hell. And so he has to step in. He has to take care of the situation. He has to keep this demand of perfection. And so when the set time had fully come, God sent his son to be born of a woman so that he would be born under the law in order to redeem those under the law. Have all y'all ever heard of the term indentured servant? Indentured servant. You know, back when this country was being founded, you had people from Europe. They would purchase passage from Europe to America as an indentured servant. And what that meant is they would agree to work and serve a person for a certain number of years in order to get some money or in order to pay for that boat fare to America. And they had to keep their obligations, and once their obligations were done, they were free. In a similar kind of way, Jesus is an indentured servant. But he didn't have obligations to pay for himself. He paid the debt and the obligation to set you free. When the time had fully come, God sent his son born of a woman so that he would be born under the law in order to redeem those under the law. When the time was right, God sent his son. And it's not because of anything that you did. No, he came unasked, unearned, unforced. He sent his son to be born and placed under the same demands of the law as you and I. And he came to set us free. Free from a life of doubt to a life of certainty. Free from a destiny of hell to a life of glory in heaven. And let that sink in. Because that's a message that you and I need to hear. Because of Jesus, you never have to doubt your salvation. It is not believe in Jesus and do this. No. It's believe in Jesus. Stop. Heaven's yours. Don't let the devil try to sway you, thinking that you're not worthy enough or that you haven't done enough, because you haven't. But Jesus has. He lives for you. That life, that keeping God's demands in your place, he died for you. The death that should have been ours, he rose for you, guaranteeing that his substitution was accepted by God so that life is yours. No more needs to be done. No more needs to be accomplished. Nothing else. Jesus has done it all. There is no Jesus and. There is only Jesus. God's Son kept it all for you to set you free. And not only did he come into this world to set you free, he also came to make you his own. I mean, you take a look at these incredible words in our reading. St. Paul writes that we would be adopted as sons. We were the unlovable, the child that no one would want. And yet God loves us. God wants you. And so God, when the time had come, he signed the adoption papers to make you his own. When the time had come, God gave notice to sin, death, and the devil that you were his. When the time had come, God sealed those adoption papers with his very own blood from the cross. When the time had come, he made you his own through water, the word, brought you into his family. You are now his. We're a child of God. And since you've been adopted into God's family, you have some privileges. That's what Paul writes about next. He says, because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts to shout, Abba, Father. You know, when my kids were young, when they got upset, Who do you think they went to? Mom. That's the way it goes. But when they got frustrated with a certain toy or something got broke, it would come to me. And they'd say, Daddy, fix it. As a child of God, you have the privilege of going to your Heavenly Father. When the trials of life get you down, when you become frustrated with sin, when your life is broken with that guilt of what you've done in the past, because you are God's child, you can go to Him and cry out, Daddy, fix it. Abba, Father. He will take care of you. He has to. Because you are his own, his child. You know, there is something in these verses that you may not notice. And that is, again and again, Paul says, you are a son. He doesn't say you are a child. He says you are a son. Doesn't matter if you're male or female, you are a son. And think about what that means. Because God looks at you, and what does He see now? By faith, He sees His Son. He sees Jesus. You are covered with Jesus. All that Jesus has is now yours. All that Jesus, the status of being the Son of God, is now yours as God's Son. That doesn't mean that you're Jesus. It means you're covered with Him. And that means that Jesus' home is now yours. As Paul writes, so you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if you are a son, then you are also an heir of God through Christ. You are guaranteed heaven. Not because of Jesus' hand, of Jesus. And that's what it all comes down to, right? That's why God Himself was born into this world. That's why the shepherds rejoice at the message of the angels. That's why we again and again, year after year, celebrate Christmas. And that's why you can leave here today, leave church today, knowing that no matter what, no matter what happens, no matter what trials you endure, no matter how hard life may be, no matter where you find yourself, you are God's own. Heaven is your home. You are God's own. Heaven is your home. In Jesus' name, amen.